Kaiser 103.3's Morning Brews, intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
Brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. Sometimes it's good deeds. They're doing another cleanup event with the Des Moines Parks and Rec Department on the 20th. That starts at Grays Lake Park. You can volunteer early in the morning, and then the conclusion is a free beer. You get the South Side cleanup, you get the beer. So that's fun. ConfluenceBrewing.com. Find them on Facebook or right there at the tap room on Thomas Beck Road. Now, we're going to talk to you about a high-speed chase.
Oh,
man, does Wicket love a high-speed chase.
I love a televised high-speed chase with a chopper overhead. I don't know if we had that in West Des Moines, but I love that when they happen.
But first, Blank Park Zoo getting expanded.
This is really, really cool. They're going to start construction after this season when they have the funds, but they have announced two major exhibits are getting some add-ons. The Wild Iowa exhibit, which is where you find the river otters, the bull eagles, the bobcats. They'll be able to roam. My son's favorite exhibit is the otters.
I love the otters.
You and Miles.
Here's what I want. I want an otter sleepover.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Can we get an otter sleepover?
I'm not sure that's the best plan. Maybe you can sleep in the tank.
They sleep holding hands, right? We know this. The otters sleep holding hands, so they float away.
They do.
So I want to sleep holding hands while the otters sleep holding hands.
They're also expanding.
I'm going to cry. It's so cute.
They're also expanding where the lions roam.
Part of the reason we're doing these projects is to look at our guest experience. So really looking at it from an inclusivity lens. So what are the viewing experiences that we can provide? And how can we really connect people with animals in a different way?
We could have a sleepover.
We're not having an otter sleepover. They'll start construction next year, probably get this thing done by 2026. So this is really cool. There'll be a training space for tours so you can even get closer to the lions. I mean, really, if you go there, there's a 6-inch piece of glass that separates you from the lion, and that's it. And they want you to get closer. So that's all coming your way at the Blank Park Zoo.
Dogs.
All right, dogs. Great.
Food drive for dogs going on again this year.
Yeah, this is Drake's Griff Gives Back campaign. This is Griff 2 because Griff 1 died. But Griff 2, Griff Gives Back to collect 15,000 pounds of adult dog and cat food.
There are drop-off locations around the metro, including at some Hy-Vee stores and the Big Diner. Ramsey Subaru, places like that. And then there's also an Amazon wish list if you would like to order online and have it shipped to us. And then the last option is by calling or stopping in at Bon Appetit, a local pet store.
If you go to Drake's website, you can find the link. It's all to benefit the Pet Project Midwest. They're about a third of the way there, trying to hit their goal with 2 weeks left in the campaign. So if you want to drop off or donate, you can. Dog foods for cats or cat food for dogs. I think they're looking for adult food for older dogs. So I don't know the difference. You would. Like, what's an old dog? Is a five-year-old dog old? Does that dog eat different dog food than a 9-year-old dog?
They're looking for adult dog food.
Yes.
I'm sure they would still take puppy food.
Okay.
Generally, puppy food is just a higher fat content.
Okay.
So, for example, I actually fed my dogs puppy food for a long time because it makes their coats more glossy.
Okay.
With the fat.
Did not know that. All right. By the way, they've collected over 117,000 pounds in the 9 years they've been doing this.
High-speed chase, Wicket.
Love a good high-speed chase. Oh, my gosh.
This is a local high-speed chase. I can't believe we missed it because it was in West Des Moines.
Well, it was in West Des Moines.
It's where you live.
I didn't get the alarm that it went off. A couple of kids, these hooligans, some 17-year-olds, stole two bottles of cologne from Jordan Creek's Von Maurer. And then the chase was on.
The initial call was that they assaulted a loss prevention officer. So there's a little bit of heightened awareness, and we need to be able to secure those suspects so they don't continue their criminal activity.
It might have just passed the Recplex here. I think it might be westbound, just past Jordan Creek here on Grant. 4140, they're running. Speeds 58, no traffic.
We have to look at vehicle driving conditions. We look at how many vehicles are on the roadway. We want to take public safety into account whenever we're doing these things.
Speeds about 95.
Unfortunately, we see a lot of juveniles who are shoplifting. And sometimes they don't have their wits about them and do extremely dangerous things. So that's why we like to keep people safe as much as possible.
The Iowa State Patrol boxed the car in with the two teenagers on the 42nd Street off-ramp and arrested them. So they said they didn't want to fight with the guy at Von Maur, but they did. And then they went on the chase. I love a good televised high-speed chase. It's one of my favorite things in the world to do play-by-play for. I've done play-by-play for lots of basketball and baseball and football. I love a good high-speed chase.
Morning Brews, brought to you by our friends at Confluence Brew. I mean, I love an eclipse.
Right. So, high-speed chases, man.
There you go. Morning Brews, brought to you by our friends. Confluence Brewing, where good things come together. Good things always happening at Confluence. Find them on Facebook or ConfluenceBrewing.com.
I don't know if you know how this works, but I don't pay for stuff.
What's up, Johnston?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.